Calling to order the Town of Wallingford Board of Civil Authority meeting Monday, August 25th at 6:36 PM. Let's see. Do we have any agenda additions or deletions?
None.
None? I guess the next piece of business is to elect a chair and vice chair. Anyone wanna?
I'd like to nominate Maureen Duchesne for chair.
Second.
That was fast.
Gary nominated Maureen. Kathy seconded. Do we need to do a motion for a vice chair?
Do we have to vote on this first?
I think we first do this and then we go on.
This is what I don't know, sorry. All those in favor to nominate Maureen for chair?
Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? No?
Now you can wait.
Okay.
Yes.
Now I'll take nominations for vice chair. I nominate Kathy.
I second.
Any other nominations?
Is there discussion?
Any discussion?
Discussion.
Yeah. I've always felt it's best to keep the select board as not having a dual role as being a select board member and a member of the Board of Civil Authority. I just feel that the times come when things get muddled when you do that.
Yeah.
We've had that in the past, and I just wanted to share that feelings that I have at the same time.
Okay. Any other? So we had a first and a second, so we need to...
Right.
So no more discussion on that. I don't exactly
unless,
know what you
although
mean.
Although you can rescind your motion.
She's the chairman of the select board, but she'll also be the vice chairman of the Board of Civil Authority.
Right.
I think sometimes when some things have come up,
yes.
in the past, I think all of a sudden people that are making decisions on the select board are also having to make decisions on the Board of Civil Authority that I think sometimes should be separated. It's just.
And I was also vice chair the last time,
mm-hmm.
and we are forgetting what happened the last time, so if you want to pick someone else, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
On the other
all right,
hand.
Then. I'm going to rescind my nomination at this point, then.
Oh.
I nominate Gary Fredette.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All
those in favor.
All those in favor.
Aye.
Motion passed.
Just a chair. Just got over that.
Sorry.
It's better being back here.
There you
okay.
go.
Sorry.
That's all right.
So now we approve.
I think Maureen.
Yeah, but
does
no,
this.
I do that.
Oh, you do it.
Maureen's got the
yeah,
rest.
Yeah, you're done now.
Perfect.
You're
thank
all
you.
Set.
I'm done.
That's okay.
Maureen takes over the show now.
That's a lot of us weren't here for that meeting, so
right. So you can't vote.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to. If you weren't on, you have to abstain from
right.
voting.
Right.
You don't know.
Right.
No.
Right.
So looking for a motion to accept the minutes from our September 11th, 2024 meeting. From
I'll
those that
motion.
Were present.
I'll second it.
Okay. We have a motion by Gary, seconded by Sandy. All those in favor that were here, say aye.
Aye.
And we have several that are abstaining.
Right.
Okay, moving along.
Okay.
And we don't
see
need
public.
Public comments. I don't believe anybody's
public.
Got public. Public. Okay, we can skip that part. So we'll start with the first page of the voter checklist. And for those of you that are unaware how we do this, usually we just go right down through a page. You'll look at it. If you see a name that you think we should take off the list, just bring it up. Jill and Julie have already gone through and put names. That's what the C is. That's a challenge and they're basically asking, well, it'll be Jill, is basically asking for our permission for her to send that letter. We have to give her, just send it.
So
we
it's
have
not
to
a
vote.
Removal, it's a...
It's a to send the challenge
to
letter.
To send a letter to.
Right. So if there's any names on here that anybody sees or anybody that wants to change, maybe ask Jill why they're challenging certain people.
And maybe if you know someone has an address change, we can
get that done.
Even
too.
If you don't know what it is, but
can we change birth dates?
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Can I ask one question of Jill? Jill, somebody moves out of town. They're on the checklist. They've moved out of town. When they go to vote somewhere else, or when they do move out of town and they want to sign up in another town, then the back and forth goes between where they are and the town itself. I'm going to use for an example just on here, Deb and Jerry Brown.
Mm-hmm.
They moved to Georgia. They stay on this list. They stay on this, how long do they stay on the list? I mean, do they stay on the list until you get a letter from where they move in Georgia? Is that?
And or if they reply to the, if they move in our welcome letter, we also send a sales verification. And we, if we know they moved out of town, we put a voter checklist postcard in there to say that they, to remove them from the voter checklist, so we can do it then. Also, the Secretary of State of different states send us a list to notify us in another state when they've registered to vote in another state.
So if they move and they've moved out and they've been out of town for say less than a year, then there's nothing's going to happen anyway, right?
Unless they register to vote.
If election comes up and they register to vote. Right. I'm going to use Deb and Jerry Brown for example again. They haven't been gone for 6 months. We wouldn't send a letter for a certain amount of time, would we? Or I think we should challenge them on here.
Only if we know this isn't considered their primary residence.
Okay.
So we can ask them that, but if they're still using Vermont as their primary residency and they're down there 5 months of the
right.
year, then...
That's the part I'm trying to... There's really a six-month kind of...
They have to... We have to find out which location is their primary residence.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's all. That's...
Yeah, because, and again, if they sell their house, we're going to give them that little postcard that says
when the property sells,
the property sells, we send a little postcard and ask them to check off it, please remove me from Wallingford's checklist.
Okay. Jill, I have to say you handled your first official
question.
Answer for a question coming from the board. You handle it.
Very good. Sure.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay. So we okay with the first page?
We okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, second page.
First page, both sides?
Backside, yeah. I didn't see anybody on that. Did anybody else see anything other than the one that Jill's got a C on? Mm-hmm. And then Laura's coming off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no changes there. Move along to the third page. I had none on there. Everybody's all set for the third page? We're on the back side of the second page, Curtis. Okay? The back. I didn't see anybody on that one. Anybody notice anything on that one they want to question? Okay, next page.
What number are you talking now? 256 or 205?
205.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'll let you know what the first number is, sorry. Because I'll lose track of which page we're on.
I forget.
I didn't see anybody else other than what they've checked off. Page 256.
I have a question. We've got a C on 260, never voted. And right above him is someone who registered a year earlier and never voted. So why aren't we...
Scott Cole still lives in town.
Okay.
He's actually one of my neighbors.
All right. Mm-hmm. Encourage him to vote.
Okay, anybody else? Anything on that one? Moving along. 307 is the top of this one. Set on that, we'll move over to 358. I was going to ask you on this page, Jill, why have you got Mary Downey as challenged when she voted here in August?
She moved to Alabama.
Oh, she has moved.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that was the one I had. Okay, then 409. And I don't see any of those. All right, then 511. Nothing there. We can move along to 613. That one, 715. Next one, 766. And Moving along to 817.
Here's an example, McKibben. We know they moved, so we've challenged them because we know they're here as a primary residence anymore.
Next page, 919.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
At the risk of, you know, causing some disturbance. Number 953.
Yeah.
Has he ever actually moved out? He has not ever moved it. That's not a residence. So he's been living in Rutland for years now, and I'm just questioning why he's still on our checklist.
He's still, when you sent the thing, when we sent the request, he was still saying.
He's still saying.
Yes. He lives there.
Well, he can say it, but if it isn't true, then do we go with the fact that he said it, whether it's true or not, or the fact that that is not a livable dwelling and that he does not live there because he doesn't live there?
I'm going to be honest, I would have to, I believe that, you know, it's his intention to live there, and that's...
It's my intention to move to New York City, does that mean I need to vote?
I'd have to honestly look into that. I know I wasn't involved when this all came up years ago.
I mean, somebody could drive out there and knock on the door and see if he answers, but...
Well, you have to do it 183 times.
Yeah.
You have to do it 183 times.
I would have to look into that one further, too.
I would like that, because year after year after year, he's been saying he lives there.
Harder to take him off against his will.
Well, the thing is, you can't just send him a letter and say, are you still claiming?
Right, I think that's all we can do.
Yes,
claim,
I think so.
And then we can discuss it.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's all we can do is send the challenge letter.
Okay, yeah. And then what happens after that?
We'll go through the same process we went through before.
Yes.
My problem was that according to the zoning administrator, that house couldn't be inhabited more than 60 days. Mm-hmm. But that's old evidence, I don't know. You know, but whether he's holding a public office or not,
right,
the fact is we have to purge the checklist.
Right. And Sandy might, you know, know as well as I do, but I think the only... at your request, I think I can send him a challenge letter,
yes,
and that's it.
But if he mails it back saying he's living there, it is harder to go through that whole process again.
Can we check if he voted in Rutland?
I know he
votes here all the time.
He votes here all the time.
Yeah. He always votes here.
Oh, good.
That's never been a question that he's voting in another town. It's
correct.
Just where he lays his head down.
And,
okay, so you'll send the challenge letter.
I've got this down that, to
and
send the challenge.
And then when he comes back and says he lives there, then what?
Well, the way we find out if he lives there is to take him off, have him take us to court, and the judge will tell us.
Yeah, there's been lawyers involved. I'd have to look into it and see what the Secretary of State allows, but I think what we're allowed to do is to send a challenge letter as a first step, and then we go from there.
Mm-hmm. We're also allowed to take them off the voter checklist.
No,
no.
You can't just take people off.
No,
but I mean, if we're convinced he doesn't live there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you're sending letters to all the C people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have to wait till they respond before you can take them off?
Yes, and or so many general elections, and that's why we're doing it right now. So, but he has voted.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost him. But anyway,
he just voted in 24.
Right. So we can't just
No.
Take him off until he doesn't vote a couple general elections.
Until he can show that he does not live here. Mm-hmm.
So, but I think the only thing I can do at this point is send a challenge letter to him. And then
is the next step you'll let the BCA know what his response is?
If we get it back, yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm assuming he'll send it back.
I think he will.
Yeah, because he's...
Yeah.
He has sent him back before.
Yeah.
You know, verify, yes, I live there. That's my residence.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Our job. Not oh, well, I appreciate
it. It's our job.
What number are we on?
Okay. We're on...
Well, we're going to switch the page.
Page
once we're
yep.
done with that one.
Okay.
We're on 970. So. Okay. Nobody has questions on that one. The next one is 1021.
Wait, you're going to send a challenge letter, right? You said to 1041?
Parish, yes.
Yeah, okay, because we're waiting.
Yeah.
Okay, 1072.
I have one question.
Sure.
What? Well, just because, like, 1120.
Yeah.
Emily. I mean, doesn't she live somewhere else?
We can certainly challenge her. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
If you
she comes home and visits her folks once in a while, but I think she lives somewhere else. I could be wrong.
We can send her a challenge letter.
Okay.
That's
curious.
That is what. Yeah. That's what we're here to do.
Challenge letters say you have to be in a resident for 6 months, or does it say anything like that?
It just confirms that you're still a resident or that you're not.
Okay.
It's pretty.
And a resident does mean that you're here for however many months.
Right.
183 days.
Okay. So we're on 1123. $11.74.
Well, I'm sorry, but
1213,
Jude. I think Jude's out of the country.
He might be out of the country, but I think his residence might still be.
Still living there?
I think so.
183 days worth?
I think so.
Okay.
Is he like out of the country for school or something? Or?
He's out of school.
He graduated from college. He's working in a farm in Japan.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what his plans are when he comes back.
But anybody out of the country like that can still vote in as, you know, what their last primary residence was. So he would be fine.
Because
he's a United States citizen, so he has a right to vote here even if he lives in Japan.
Okay. That's your answer.
Okay. 1225. Are we sure Greg Shaw is around?
He is back living with his father.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, folks.
For now. Okay, 1276.
So on 1371, you have Kevin Towell, and then there's a 1372 Shannon Towell. I don't think she's there.
If you want to challenge her, we can send her a letter.
Yeah, I think she lives in Peru. I mean, Peru, but like the country.
Then again, this can be her. This can be considered her primary residence, and she can still vote.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this is still her primary residence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like Tip Lady up on 1367, they live in Canada. Mm-hmm. Fully, and but
they're
still citizens, and it's their last known address.
Okay.
So Towels, I'm guessing, are her parents, and if she, just like Jude, he's
Okay.
Oh.
And then 1480. Here's another one that I know lives in Florida full time but still registered to vote.
Who's that?
Thomas Woodbury, 1305. He lives in Florida full time.
Junior, 1505?
Yeah. Huh. His son actually lives
in the house. So we can challenge him, send him a challenge.
He doesn't come home anymore except for maybe a week's vacation. They go down there 3 times a year.
So Thomas Jr.?
Thomas Jr. is
okay.
The father. Yeah.
So that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. 1505. We'll put a challenge on him.
I have a quick question. Registration date. What is that exactly?
What's that?
The very last column. It says...
Sometimes if the system doesn't know, it defaults back to that 1-9-1900.
Oh, thank you.
Because back in the day when, when I registered to vote at 18, mm-hmm. I mean, it was on paper and, so I think it all went back.
So that's what that...
That's what that means. Okay. So unless we know, unless it's a newer one probably in the last, 15 years or something, I think it reverts back to 1-9-1900 or 1-1-1900.
have just three on the last page. Oh, we finally got going to Zimmer. After 20-something years.
So, Jill, how do you decide the seeds? Do you keep a copy, and when you hear about somebody that's gone away? Or?
So, we know when they sell their house, first of all. Huh? We usually send them a postcard with some correspondence. We send them anyway.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we get that back. You know, so we do that, and then some we just know, you know, have moved, you know.
But I mean, these people are people that you have reason to believe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And those people, there may be people that we don't know, right?
Oh, sure. And that's why we do this, because, you know, 11 of us knows people that...
Do the best we can.
Others do or don't, right. And you know, that's just our check. Our seeds weren't the be all end all. That's why we're all here, because you know, you guys are in the schools and whatever, and people know things that others don't. So.
Okay, so since we have nothing else to do, everything's done on this, I'll look for a motion to adjourn our meeting.
I'll move.
A second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
We're done. Yay.